We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Modest viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santeni to Piraquay, Channel 30. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Andanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Andanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24, in Limbe and environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hob Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel Z26 on Alpha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukh Batr, Selenk Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Nelha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervisions Channel 47 in Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utoosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Scotland calls for her citizens to support the fair trade label. In science news, Canadian researchers improve a test to identify pesticides in food and drink. In veg news, Formosan or Taiwanese eatery uses ancient recipes to make nutritious vegan soup. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 5th, prominent Swedish physicist Dr. Oscar Benjamin Klein is remembered. Born in 1894 in Stockholm, Sweden, he passed away on this day in 1977. Dr. Klein is considered one of the top physicists of the 20th century. In the early 1900s, he worked with Nobel Prize-winning physicist Dr. Niels Bohr and is given credit for the idea that extra dimensions exist, but are curled up and very small. This concept is significant regarding thoughts on the more current string theory and M-theory, which describe our reality as multidimensional. Dr. Klein was honored with the Max Planck Medal in 1959 for his outstanding achievements in physics. A brilliant scientist like Dr. Oscar Benjamin Klein helped to lead us into an age of planetary stability and harmony.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Haiti.
Treated a Haitian woman. Very brave.
For hundreds of thousands of homeless families and countless seriously injured, each day since the January 12th massive earthquake has been an exhausting struggle for survival, leaving little time to even grieve loved ones lost.
She's so starving. She have like 3 or 4 kids. Every day is a war for her to find something to eat. She say, how am I gonna survive this thing? My house is break down. Everything is gone.
Sending her deep condolences and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately made funds available and donated $60,000, asking our association members to render help for the most vulnerable victims, in particular through medical and operational care, as well as quality pain medications. Our association members from around the world also contributed financially, bringing the total donation to $269,000, an amount that could acquire supplies valued at $9.6 million in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living.
With most covering their own travel expenses, our association's relief team has been joined by more international association members who are also skilled physicians, including wound care and other specialists, along with nurses, dentists, and cooks. Arriving with each new deployment to Carrefour near Port-au-Prince are shipments of plant-based protein supplies, antibiotics, and medicines.
Working together with the kitchen staff of the Adventist Hospital, the relief team's professional chefs and cooks have been addressing the dire need for nutritious vegan fare to help the victims regain their much-needed physical resiliency and strength, given their still unstable living conditions. Our association's team has thus been preparing and distributing thousands of healthy, warm vegan meals each day based on local Haitian recipes. One of the relief team members, a medical doctor, reports from the hospital where he has been serving.
I'm speaking with the head of the kitchen at the hospital, and thank you for letting us use your kitchen to cook food and work with your people to help feed the people of the hospital and the employees.
It's a pleasure for the hospital because you come from overseas. You came to help the Haitian people. I appreciate your team because you are very kind. You can collaborate with Haitian people. It's very good.
How do you like the vegetarian food?
Yes, it's good. You maintain your health with vegetarian food. It's good. Your help is very appreciated for us, and I think the disease appreciate more your help. Okay. May God bless you.
Thank you, and we appreciate you too.
Our association's correspondent also spoke with some of the patients.
We are here on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince, in front of what looks like a typical house that has sustained great damage. Unfortunately, there are millions of people that have been displaced from this horrendous earthquake. And this has caused several tent cities to develop. We're going to walk up to one tent city right down the street, which is 25,000 people strong. Could you please tell us what has happened to you?
She doesn't have any place to live. She's homeless, and her house has collapsed from the earthquake, and she has nobody to take care of her, no children, and she's sleeping out.
And while the earthquake passed, he's been in a higher building having 5 stories. And then while her mother sent him going by a car just to put to charge her telephone, and then the earthquake passed. The house fell on her leg and his leg broken. His mother's dead.
I'm very sorry.
He says that the worst thing is because people living around him are dead. And he's been 3 days under a higher building falling on him. All buildings around him are falling on people. There are any people being alive. And only him being safe, being alive. He says he has received only care, medical care, and giving some food sometimes. That the food is good, is tasteful, he likes it. Like carrots and some potatoes and rice. This is their culture.
Bien, merci tout. Son plaisir pour moi même.
He says thanks, and when you be leaving home, try to do not forget him. It's what he says. Yeah.
We will do that. Have you liked the food that you've had here at the hospital?
Est-ce que vous aimez manger que l'hôpital là-bas? Ou est-ce que vous aimez? Hein?
Bon. Oui. Oui.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
We thank everyone, including governments, organizations, and volunteers who are contributing to the aid efforts in Haiti at this time. Our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring support and our association's relief team for their unhesitating efforts.
We pray for the recovery and safety of the Haitian people and that such tragedies may cease with our greater consideration for the environment and one another.
Quakes fell in Papua New Guinea and California, USA. A 6.2 magnitude tremor occurred off Papua New Guinea's Bougainville Island on Monday, February 1st, approximately 125 kilometers west of Arawa. On the same day, a 4.8 magnitude tremor struck off the Baja Peninsula near Mexico and was felt as far away as San Diego, California. There were fortunately no reports of damage and no tsunami warnings issued for either quake. We thank heaven for the safety of the Papuan and American people as we pray for our increased care of the earth to create a stable atmosphere for all.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Collaborative Cuban, Olaxese, or Vietnamese Bridge Project fully opened. On Sunday, January 31st, the second phase completion of the Tu Tiem Bridge was celebrated in Olax or Vietnam's capital, with city officials present who lauded the contribution of Cuban engineering expertise during the bridge construction. With a length of 1.25 kilometers, along with 6 lanes and a 4-road tunnel, the Tu Tiem Bridge is the largest bridge to span the Saigon River and is part of a project that will eventually see 10 new bridges built in the region. Our hats off, OLAC and Cuba, for your fruitful collaboration on this project. May your continued work together foster friendship and prosperity for all Cuban and Olaxis people.
Long-term smoking causes increased risk for colorectal cancer. According to senior author Michael J. Thune, M.D., this 13-year study of 18,500 participants is the first to screen out other risk factors and thus show a direct link to colorectal cancer from smoking. According to the International Agency for Research on Cancer, or IARC, this reclassification raises the number of tobacco-related cancers to 17, among them being cancer of the oral cavity, pharynx, nasal cavity, larynx, lung, esophagus, stomach, liver, pancreas, kidney, urinary bladder, uterine, cervix, and myeloid leukemia. Dr. Thune concluded by stating that this research provides yet another reason not to smoke or to quit as soon as possible. Dr. Thune and colleagues, we sincerely appreciate your work in bringing new evidence of smoking's damaging effects. May tobacco-free lives swiftly become the norm for the health and happiness of all.
Quitting smoking improves survival following heart attack. A new Israeli study from Tel Aviv University involving more than 1,500 patients aged 65 and older being treated for a first-time heart attack found that those who quit smoking afterward lived longer than those who did not. In fact, the patients who quit were found to have a similar mortality rate to heart attack survivors who had never smoked. The researchers thus recommended smoking cessation counseling for all heart attack patients. Many thanks scientists at Tel Aviv University for these affirming results showing that quitting smoking helps extend lives. We look forward to such insights bringing people of all ages the soon blessing of an intoxicant-free world.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Chihuahua puppy saves caregiver from fire. 6-month-old Coco was hailed as hero when his persistent barking alerted his truck-driving caregiver to their truck trailer catching fire in Maryland, USA. All belongings on the truck were destroyed. Although both caregiver Tim Harris and Coco escaped at the time, Coco suffered from smoke inhalation and sadly perished several days later while in the care of a local animal hospital. Mr. Harris was hospitalized for second-degree burns and released in stable condition. Our sympathies to Mr. Harris for the loss of young Coco, who heroically gave of himself to save his beloved companion. May his soul rest in heaven's forever grace as we remember to cherish our loving and loyal animal friends.
Save our planet. Warming oceans are leading to extensive acidification. A recently published study provides the first direct evidence of increased levels of carbon dioxide absorption from climate change that have led to acidification across an entire ocean basin. Led by Dr. Robert Byrne of the University of Southern Florida, the research analyzed the pH of Pacific seawater over a 15-year period from Oahu, Hawaii to Kodiak, Alaska in the USA.
The scientists found that CO2 levels were increasing down to half-mile depths, with only the deepest ocean waters containing levels that were unchanged. Dr. Byrne stated that the study leaves no doubt about the danger posed by acidification to the world's oceans, saying, if this happens in a piece of ocean as big as a whole basin, then this is a global phenomenon.
Dr. Byrne and fellow University of Southern Florida scientists, our thanks for the further revealing of global warming's effect on the fragile marine environment. Let us all step towards sustainable measures to protect our planet while there is still time.
At a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke, as on previous occasions, of the critical situation of the world's oceans and the need for humanity's better stewardship on Earth.
Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. So life on Earth truly depends very much on the ocean for survival. In addition, oceans also absorb atmospheric CO2, carbon dioxide, which directly helps to cool our planet. From the oceans themselves, we are seeing warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. So global warming is affecting the oceans, which in turn is affecting the fish. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately.
Save our planet. Bremen introduces Veggie Thursday. The picturesque city in northwest Germany has become the first municipality to introduce a weekly veggie day. The campaign has taken its cues from the success of a similar program in Ghent, Belgium, where schools, restaurants, and citizens are all participating. The German Veggie Thursday initiative has received the endorsement of Bremen's mayor, Mr. Jens Bornchen, its environmental chief, Dr. Reinhard Losk, and a broad base of consumer and environmental groups. Along with its health benefits, campaign organizers state that if 550,000 Bremen citizens stop eating meat for just 52 days in the year, they can prevent the CO2 emissions of 40,000 cars. Bravo, Veggie Thursday organizers and Bremen citizens, on your adoption of this wholesome trend. Surely such noble examples as yours will continue to spread, with more and more communities joining in the life-saving veg lifestyle.
Save our planet. Following a recent extreme cold spell in the Florida Keys, USA, Nature Conservancy scientists discover vast losses of coral reefs, which they say will take hundreds of years to recover, along with countless sea turtles, eels, and parrotfish found perished on the ocean floor.
Save our planet. Philippine Senator Ed Angara promotes the benefits of vegetarian fare for the environment as he announces the launch of a program to include more vegetables in the diet, a campaign that addresses both malnutrition and climate change.
Save our planet. Surgeons, technicians, and volunteers from more than 6 organizations combine their skills to remove what are likely to be pollution-borne tumors from the eyes and fins of 35 rare wild sea turtles to restore the animal's health and natural life.
Save our planet. More governments join in emission reduction commitments under the Copenhagen Accord, including a 26% reduction by 2020 for Indonesia, up to 20% for New Zealand, and 100% for the Maldives.
Pitu the Swan, a vegan, and one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I have a tip to share for some green fun. Did you know there are many eco-friendly toys available for your children? There are trucks made from recycled materials and books and games exploring how to live sustainably. Search online with the keywords green toys to see what's being offered. Have a great time playing. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In good governance news, Scotland calls for citizens to support fair trade products. External Affairs Minister Ms. Fiona Hislop stated that purchasing the fair trade label ensures that producers will have been given an equitable price for their goods. Her Excellency Minister Ms. Hislop said, "We hope to make Scotland a fair trade nation by the end of 2011, sending an important message about the kind of responsible nation we are. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency, Minister Fiona Hislop, and Scotland for your promotion of enterprises sponsored by developing communities around the globe. May the many fair trade companies thrive in a kind and sustainable world."
In science news, Canadian scientists improved tests to identify pesticides in food or drink. Dr. John D. Brennan, Canada Research Chair in Bioanalytical Chemistry at McMaster University in Ontario, and colleagues have developed a dipstick test in which colors change according to the degree of pesticide present. It is less expensive than previous tests and takes under 5 minutes to produce results. Congratulations, Dr. John D. Brennan and Associates, on your very useful innovation. May it assist many people worldwide to consume only the purest of foods and beverages. Up next on Noteworthy News, a company in Formosa or Taiwan is promoting a delicious vegan traditional herbal medicine soup. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more giving news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, laudable news for a shining world. In veg news, a Formosan or Taiwanese eatery uses ancient recipes for enhancing well-being. Taosian Vegetarian Restaurant of Taipei, with the help of Imperial Chongzhen Tong Yue Family, a company in Taipei, is promoting the benefits of a vegan traditional herbal medicine soup. Mr. Yue Jua Singh, chairman of the Imperial Chongzhen Tong Yue Family, stated that the vegan herbal soups offered at the restaurant were influenced by the very old imperial recipes and are beneficial to one's well-being. Mr. Yue also discussed the importance of the plant-based diet for the planet and ourselves.
素食是我们最希望倡导的推荐给大家的一个饮食文化。在现代的环境来讲的话，环保是包括这个地球的环保，也包括我们身体健康的环保。那如果是用素食，再加上过去宫廷的药膳精致的饮食去做结合，相信一定有很大的帮助。The
restaurant has developed vegan recipes such as Kong Si Supreme Nutritious Formula and the Anti-Aging Soup.
The soup is very tasty, and also what they put inside is also really good, very delicious.
What good news to hear of your collaboration, Taoshan Vegetarian Restaurant and Imperial Chongzhen Tong Yue Family. May your nutritious vegan soups be enjoyed by many for vibrant health.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Dutch entitled New Manager.
Een bedrijf stelt een nieuwe bedrijfsleider aan, die zeer gekend is omwille van zijn striktheid. Op de eerste dag wordt de nieuwe bedrijfsleider in het hoofdkantoor van het bedrijf rondgeleid. Plots ontdekt hij een man die al geeuwend leunt tegen de muur. De bedrijfsleider denkt: dit is een goede gelegenheid om mijn werknemers te tonen dat ik geen luiheid verdraag. Hij gaat naar de man en roept tegen hem: hoeveel verdien jij? De man antwoordt een beetje uit het lood geslagen: $300 per week. Maar waarom wil u dat weten? De bedrijfsleider opent zijn geldbeurs en geeft hem $600. En roept dan tegen hem: hier heb je je salaris voor 2 weken. Maar maak je nu uit de voeten en kom nooit meer terug. Uiteindelijk vraagt hij zijn andere werknemer: wie was die luie werknemer eigenlijk? De werknemer antwoordt: dat was de kerel die altijd de pizza's afleverde.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Rocrucians and vegetarianism on our noble lineage.
I agree 100%. I don't eat anything with a face. I can walk past any animal and look it straight in the eye with no feelings of guilt. Jacques from Papua New Guinea.
Compassionate Jack, thanks for your good news. It's indeed wonderful to extend our friendship to all of God's magnificent creatures. With divine blessings to you and your fellow citizens of Papua New Guinea.
If you have a heartline today, please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May celestial melodies enrich your everyday.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a recent snowfall and extreme cold, His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco requests 25 tons of food and medical supplies to be delivered to more than 2,500 families in the remote Azilal region.
During an interview on Iranian television, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad affirms the country's readiness to exchange all low-enriched uranium for the more highly processed version that is only used as fuel.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown quickly joins former rugby captain Lawrence Dallaglio and others in coming to the aid of a paraplegic former serviceman who fell on the steps outside the Prime Minister's residence.
With Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi's acceptance of a 5-point peace proposal, Yemen's government agrees to end the conflict with Houthis in the northwestern governorate of Sa'ada.
More than 10 working and off-duty lifeguards at New Zealand's Riversdale Beach join efforts to rescue 15 children who had been swept off their feet by big waves and were struggling at sea.
Polish pianist Romuald Koperski sets an official new world record by playing a continuous concert for 103 hours and 8 seconds.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the number of American people who participated in volunteer efforts increased by 1.6 million between 2008 and 2009.
British health ministers announced plans to halve the number of smokers in the country by 2020 through measures such as cigarette vending machines bans and smoking cessation support from the National Health Service.
the Emir of Qatar, His Highness Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, and Costa Rican President Oscar Arias agree to boost their country's cooperation in the areas of economy, technology, and science.
Germany donates an additional 500,000 euros to provide Yemeni residents displaced by civil war with food, water, and medical care.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.